Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 347. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you as always for listening and for supporting me. And today, what are we talking about today? Well, take a quick look at the title. We're going to talk about sex. Yeah, let's do it. Well, in a way, I want to talk about sex, sure. But also, I want to talk about a zoomed out view of what we can learn about dating from sex. You'll see what I'm talking about here. But first, the idea for this episode, why I was inspired to do this. Well, I spend a lot of time on Reddit. I'm sure you're familiar with Reddit, but I think it's such a great website because its purpose is literally to inspire you through other people's perspectives. It allows for the sharing of everyday random people's perspectives, not the perspectives that are highly curated that you get from, you know, Forbes or Fox or NBC or whatever you read or listen to, not the perspectives of successful gurus or coaches or experts or celebrities. It's just everyday people who just want to share their opinion. And yeah, of course, sometimes it's absolute garbage, but a lot of the time you can get some just really incredible honesty that you can't find anywhere else. I can't tell you how many times in my life I was like, man, I had no idea that was possible, but I read some random dude's perspective from Iowa on Reddit. I was like, man, I could do this. So I just love it. It's a great site. But the other day I was scrolling through Reddit and a thread title caught my eye. The thread title was, "What makes a woman good at sex?" And, you know, obviously I had to hop in there, see what people were saying. And in this case, largely what men were saying. It was a thread by a man. Hey, what makes a woman good at sex? And, you know, these men were then sharing their experience, sharing their perspective. So I took a cruise through the answers. There were thousands. It was like one of those threads that kind of blew up. And I want to use this as a starting point for today's episode. I want to highlight the top three that I found in there. I read them all, so you don't have to. The top three, and then we'll go from there. So the question was, what makes a woman good at sex? And the answer, above all the other answers of, you know, like experience, they know what they're doing, above anything like that, above anything even remotely physical or like, I don't know, logistical, was enthusiasm. It was enthusiasm, it was initiative, and it was communication. The funniest related answer was that someone said attendance. I thought that was really funny. You know, you've got to be present and an active participant. But so I took all those answers, right? Enthusiasm, initiative, communication, and attendance. And, you know, it was an interesting thread for sure to learn about this either from a man's perspective or a woman's perspective or however you'd come at the subject. But I would roll all of those answers up into one singular answer that, speaking as a fellow man, as a man who's had sex at least once in his life, I would say, you know, what makes a woman good at sex? Yeah, it's enthusiasm for sure. And I'd venture to say the same is true to an extent. On the flip side, what makes a man good at sex? Enthusiasm. You know, I think in the world of sex and physical attraction, that is very, very true. No one wants to be with someone who just lies there. No one wants to hook up with someone who has a one-way agenda. No one wants to hook up with someone who isn't involved, an active participant, who isn't listening, who isn't responsive. All of that is enthusiasm. So, yeah, that's it. And obviously, this isn't sex with Case. That's not this episode. That's not the podcast. But, you know, we're going to talk about literally sex here for starters. But I thought this was a really interesting starting point in general, particularly in sex, of course. Everyone is different. everyone has their own wants, their own needs, their own turn-ons, and everything in between. But I think all of that, whatever it is, it's always brought to life through enthusiasm. That's what makes for good sex or bad sex. As a starting point, I'm sure we could disagree. You know, you can't do something that isn't pleasurable with enthusiasm and expect it to be great. But let's start there, right? Let's just agree that enthusiasm is important in sex. You know, that's enthusiasm to be involved. It's enthusiasm to listen to your partner. It's enthusiasm to try new things, to try what your partner wants, whatever it may be. And I think that's a point to be made for sure. If you're listening to this episode because of the title and you want to improve your sex life, or you want to encourage your partner to be a more active participant, yeah, I'd say all of those things are built on this idea of enthusiasm. But this is a self-development podcast, not a sex podcast. And I was thinking about this point a bit earlier. In sex, enthusiasm is one of the most important qualities as a starting point. But don't you think that's also true for life? Like, isn't that true for life? Isn't that true for love? Isn't that true for a career? Isn't that true just for like an outlook, how you see life? Enthusiasm. I sure think so. And so I want to highlight this word. We're going to do an entire podcast on one word and really focus in on that word in the context of dating. Dating, of course. Like, I do this all day, every day, right, with the podcast. I write all day. I think about these topics all day. I write quotes on Instagram all day. I answer DMs when I can. I see all your questions all day. And I observe all of the issues that we all collectively tend to experience in our dating lives. We are unsure what someone else's intention is. We're confused by our own feelings. We don't know if we should go all in with someone. We don't know if it's a red flag is actually a red flag. We don't know if a green flag is actually a green flag. We don't know if they're gaslighting us, breadcrumbing us, whatever the heck is going on. We're just kind of confused a lot of the times. And I've done episodes on each one of those topics individually to try to address them. But I zoom out and I think, you know, in our lives, in our dating lives, what's the clearest sign that you should continue to see if a relationship is right for you? What's the clearest sign that you should continue to explore potential with someone, connection with someone? Well, in this case, I really do think it's enthusiasm. I think enthusiasm as a starting point, again, we're talking early in a relationship. I think enthusiasm is the biggest green flag of all. That, of course, is enthusiasm followed by action. Enthusiasm followed by action. And I say all that because at a core, a relationship, an early stage relationship, it has to be defined by enthusiasm. It has to be your enthusiasm and their enthusiasm. And if you're not seeing it from them, if you're not seeing it from yourself, that's a pretty clear red flag. And that should cut through all the ambiguity, the confusion we have. That should give you clarity. Enthusiasm from them or not, or enthusiasm from yourself or not. But, you know, if you're seeing enthusiasm backed by action from both of you, I think that's great. If you see that, then I think we need to take a step back and just see where it leads us. Take the pressure off for a second. We say, hey, listen, I'm a little unsure for any which reason, but ultimately I see enthusiasm from myself and I see enthusiasm from them, and both of us are willing to back it up through action. I'm gonna take a step back. I'm just going to see where it leads us. I think that's a really healthy approach to a relationship. Rather than trying to come at it from this angle or that angle, or, you know, are they doing this? Is it that? I don't know. Oh my gosh. No, we just take a step back and say, hey, is the enthusiasm there? Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. That's someone who puts in effort, who calls, who sets up dates, who follows up, who does what they say they're going to do. And that's someone who wants to get to know you, who asks questions, who asks why, who doesn't have their own agenda and only their own agenda. And the flip side, that's you wanting to do the same, not just going through the motions, but wanting to go further. That's enthusiasm. And I think, of course, it's kind of like, duh, but I wanted to do an entire episode on this one word in sex as a starting point, but more importantly in dating, because I think we need to have a more keen eye for this, like a really keen eye to actually spot it, to look for it, to demand it, frankly. We have to demand enthusiasm from ourselves. In the same way, we have to demand enthusiasm from our partner, because I really do think it's the most telling sign if you should move forward in a relationship or not. That's whether you're trying to judge them or trying to judge yourself. I think if you don't have unrelenting enthusiasm for your partner early in a relationship, I hate to say it, but it's not just going to magically develop. It's just not going to appear out of thin air 6 months, a year later. If you don't have unrelenting enthusiasm for them, if they don't have unrelenting enthusiasm for you initially, it's not just going to happen. It's the foundation for everything. And that's why I think we need to really look for this. This is like the point of clarity we can give ourselves, whether they're right for us or whether you're right for them, however you're looking at it, enthusiasm. And we should demand that. We shouldn't negotiate that. Consistent enthusiasm from the beginning. That's the new standard. That's our standard for them, and that's our standard for ourselves. Can we push ourselves to have that higher standard, to raise the bar for what enthusiasm looks like in a partner, for what we require from them when it comes to enthusiasm? That should be your standard. That should be your standard when you start to date someone. Ask yourself, what kind of enthusiasm do you need? Maybe you need more than the average person. That's okay, but you have to define what that looks like for yourself. Because in order to be on the lookout for it, you have to define it. So I think that's really important. And then the flip side, you need to hold yourself to a standard of enthusiasm. If you don't feel genuine enthusiasm to move forward with someone, you have to respect it. You have to leave it there. You can't force it. You can't continue to act out of something negative like loneliness or fear. You can't just go through the motions because that's what you're supposed to do. If you don't have that enthusiasm, that's the most red flag of all for yourself. If you don't have genuine enthusiasm to do something, you know, you should identify that. What is holding me back? So ask yourself that. Am I enthusiastic? Am I enthusiastic in the same way as, are they enthusiastic? Do they really want to get to know me? Or are they just going through the motions? Do they want to see me? Or is it only when they're convenient? Is it only when it's convenient for them? Do they want to be honest and open with me? Or is that just too much for them? Ask yourself that question and then flip it. And then flip it and ask yourself the same question. I think this is really telling early in a relationship. It can help you cut through the what ifs, the overthinking, the breadcrumbing, whatever term is being thrown around. But let's get back to sex real quick. I read through that thread and there was another really good line in there that I think applies to this as well and can give us some additional fuel for this conversation. Again, the question in the thread was, what makes a woman good at sex? And one guy had an answer that I liked. He said, what makes a woman good at sex is that she's playing, not performing. Sex should be fun. That's what he said. She's playing, not performing, because sex should be fun. And I think that's absolutely true in sex, of course. No one wants to have sex with someone who's faking everything and just going through the motions of some like sex script. But I think that's the even bigger truth here in dating as well. We have to develop a better sense for whether someone is playing, that is like good playing, that is enjoying getting to know you, enjoying being themselves, enjoying the process. We have to get a better sense of whether they're doing that, playing, or whether they're performing. That is, they're doing things and saying things to fulfill some agenda that is not a two-way agenda, right? And same with you. Are you playing or are you performing? Do you have enthusiasm or are you forcing it? That's the question. Are you acting out of fear? Are you dating out of fear? Are you dating just for attention? Is your enthusiasm real? In the same way that we look to others by that standard, we have to look to ourselves because it's just as helpful. Sometimes someone isn't right for you, yes, and you got to leave. But a lot of the times, a lot more, I would think, you're not right for them. And if we're not asking ourselves the right question, sometimes we waste a lot of time and we force a lot of things. But I think this is the question. Are they enthusiastic? Am I enthusiastic? And in the instance of playing versus performing, it's tough, right? Of course it's tough. It's not easy to know the difference. Are they faking it? Are you faking it? Are you acting out of an attachment style issue? Are they? It's tough. It's tough, but that's why I wanted to do this episode, to remind us to look for enthusiasm in a partner and in ourselves, to look for real, honest, no agenda, no performing enthusiasm. Because let's be real. Isn't that what a relationship is all about? at the end of the day. Like, let's think about this. We lose sight of this a lot. So let's think about it. Yes, a relationship certainly is about compatibility. It's about connection. It's about growth. It's about being understood and feeling supported and all of those things. But what are all of those things without enthusiasm? What is a relationship without a burning enthusiasm to always be living those things? A relationship, a healthy relationship, is about bringing those things to life in fun, playful, intentional ways, right? Like, for instance, think about your soulmate, if you believe in that kind of thing, or just think about your life with your perfect partner, right? Think about how that happens. You finally get to that day where you're like, this is my person, and they're your person, and together you're this amazing couple, right? You wouldn't finally get to that day and finally have all of those things, the chemistry, the connection, the physical attraction. You wouldn't get to that and be like, whew, finally did it. Check, check, check. Now I can relax because I won. Whew, finally. And then take a step back. You wouldn't do that, right? You'd want to live those things. You're like, yes, I have them. Now this is amazing. Now I get to experience them. This is awesome. It's like you want to experience the fruits of your labor, right? For analogy's sake, like, let's say you work your ass off to buy your dream car and then you finally get it. You wouldn't get it, park it in your garage and be like, whew, finally did it, and then never drive it. You wouldn't just let it sit in your garage. No, you would drive it as often as humanly possible with so much enthusiasm, right? It's the same with your partner, for sake of an analogy. The goal is to find that person, yes, but then live those things with the utmost enthusiasm. And I'm sure you'd agree with that, right? I'm sure you'd agree that a long-term relationship, the purpose is to find long-lasting, dare I say forever, enthusiasm, right? You'd agree that long-term, that's what excites you about a partnership. It's knowing that every day you get to wake up, more or less, to someone who's enthusiastic about those things just as you are. Having those things is not enough. It's the celebration of living them through enthusiasm. That's what excites you. So why don't we have that same standard in the immediate of dating? Well, in a sense, we do, right? Like, nothing is more frustrating than being like, I'm the only one who cares. I'm the only one who schedules dates and so on and so forth. But when that's the case, we need to respect that. Far too often, we have that realization, but we stick it out. So again, the reason for this episode is if you don't see enthusiasm, real, consistent enthusiasm backed by action, both in yourself and your partner, it's not going to magically appear. If you don't have the enthusiasm, if you don't have a desire at minimum to be enthusiastic, it's not going to magically appear. And of course, there's always caveats. Sometimes it could take a little bit of time if you're healing from something, but if the desire isn't there, it's 100% not going to magically appear. And I think we need to learn to respect that. Because to my point, that's what excites us about a long-term relationship. And that should be our standard in the immediate. If that's what we want long-term, which I'm hoping we're all nodding our heads and being like, yes, that's what excites me about a relationship, then we need to have that standard today. And we need to stop cutting other people slack and cutting ourselves slack. We need to have a higher standard for it. Because you can't wait for enthusiasm to appear out of thin air. You can't convince yourself to be enthusiastic. And of course, you can't convince someone else to be enthusiastic. That's enthusiasm. That's eagerness to be involved. That's participation. That's attendance. It applies for your sex life in the same way it applies in your dating life. I don't think that's too much of a stretch here, right? I think as basic as it is to say, you deserve someone who's enthusiastic about you in the same way you're enthusiastic about them. And you deserve that from day one. And then for it to continue every day forth. Someone who is enthusiastic, someone who shows initiative, because they're not just playing a part, they're not acting, right? They're not just performing, they're in it for real. And the same for you, to trust your intuition. That if you're not enthusiastic, well, why? You don't have to go through the motions of something you're not genuinely enthusiastic about. Why would you do that, right? That's not respecting your standard or your worth or everything you've gone through to get to this point. And personally, I wish I had the ultimate checklist for knowing whether enthusiasm is real or not. But I don't have that. I think that's an impossible task. But I think we do all have an intuition in ourselves that knows the answer to that question. We all have a built-in bullshit meter that we could turn to. So if anything, just take from this episode to ask yourself this question and then let your intuition give you some kind of answer. Is this enthusiasm real? Is my enthusiasm real? Ask yourself that question. I think you'll find a lot of the answers you're looking for. So that's it. I'll end it right there. You know, as with all the episodes I do, I want to give you something simple to turn to, a simple question to turn to when you feel a bit lost or a bit unsure of what to do. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd share it with a friend. And of course, if you'd also visit newmindsethoodist.com, pick up a journal. I think that certainly is a great way to determine if their enthusiasm is real, if your enthusiasm is real or not. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.